want to leave this earth behind. Short story. I can see through a window from where I'm strapped in. Someone on the launch team tells me that my ship's now on full internal power. It feels very quiet until another voice interrupts. Here, go for launch. 3 minutes and 25 seconds and counting. I have nothing to do but wait now. The engines turn on and the vibrations move through my body, and it's so unbelievably loud. For a second, I panic about whether I packed my medication, but then of course I did, because it was someone's entire job to think about those kinds of things. The launch is a blur of deep ringing. I circle around the Earth a couple of times before making my way towards Mercury. Mercury. I reach an impact crater shaped by years of passing meteoroids. I walk slowly into it, bend down, and put my ear to the ground. I imagine another person is near me, also wearing a spacesuit like mine. I'm talking to them, we are laughing, and the sound of our laughter moves through our bodies into the solid ground, like the consonants of our voices are lost. And all I hear is a funny little rumble, like saying, ah, 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 with closed lips instead of ha, ha, ha. But even this I am imagining. I imagine their mouth and their closed eyes moving slowly like a rose in a silent house after a ghost has just passed by. I touch the gray gardens around me, making shapes with my fingertips along the crater rays. This is going to be a long week. Venus. I drink a liter of Venus Crush, which should keep me going for a few hours once I go down to the surface. It's 475 degrees Celsius. I remember someone back on Earth told me that's hot enough to melt lead, which is, simply put, too fucking hot. I remind myself of the temperature every time I feel nauseous, swallowing the orange fizzy drink. I'm counting. 29 to make the sips, 30, and swallows, 31, go faster. Once I'm down there, I'm in a softer mood, although I definitely feel lightheaded from the heat. I spend an hour sitting on the ridge of a volcano, listening to the bubbling lava. I hike down, thinking about who else might be here today, and by the time I get down, a big storm has surrounded me. I start to smell the sulfuric acid clouds, imagine rotten eggs, which is my cue to step back into my ship because it means the Venus Crush is wearing off. Earth. I come back down to Earth, but only briefly. I lay down in a rainforest, listening to birds and insects singing. I go for a swim. Somehow, there's no one else around. It starts to rain, so I go back into my ship for the night, sleeping soundly. I wake up early and everything is gleaming. And still, I want to leave this earth behind. The moon is still up in the sky when I head back into space. Mars. The journey from Earth to Mars used to take months and months, my mother told me, but I make it there by noon, Earth time. As I draw closer, I see dust storms covering much of the planet. I land in the red desert. There are a couple more ships nearby. We wave politely like we're in a car park. It's windy, and I walk for a long time through the dust, eventually settling down once I reach an especially large canyon. Now that I'm alone, I listen to the sound of wind picking up the oxidized dirt. The wind feels weaker than on Earth because of the thin atmosphere, but I know the speed of the wind is actually much faster. The ground rises slightly around me as dust devils move by. The dust storms zap as pieces of dust rub against the surface. I occasionally hear rock falls in the distance. It's getting very cold, so I head back. Jupiter. As I near Jupiter, I admire its pearls. Everything reminds me of my mother and her hands. I slow down to take in its magnitude. I spot a couple of moons, including Europa, though I know there are dozens more. Once I've passed the rings, I jump into my runabout, the Danube. It's a kind of helicopter-parachute rocket hybrid, engineered specifically for spending time on the gas giants, since there's no surface to land on. There is, I suppose, a point where if I kept going further and further down, I would eventually burst into flames. They check in on how mentally ill you are before they let you leave Earth. Space is for living. That was the tagline while I was growing up. The runabout is designed to stop before it gets too dangerous. Anyway, it's stormy and windy, which makes it difficult to stay in one spot. The cloud bands are like a beautiful tapestry. I can't find the words for the kinds of pigments I can't name. The hydrogen ocean lies below, which goes as far as my eyes can see. Saturn. I spend 2 days on Saturn because it's my favorite. I spend a long time floating within the rings, listening to the colliding particles. The sound of the spinning comets, asteroids, and shattered moons reminds me of electricity. The next day, I am in the planet's folds. There's a big storm every 20 or 30 years, and today is a calmer day. The gas feels less compressed. The helium raindrops fall everywhere around me. I go as far as the Danube lets me, but there's still fully formed droplets when the runabout stops me from going further. I imagine how the raindrops are evaporating from the heat further below me. I spend a few moments strapped to the side of the ship in my suit, listening for the sound of the rain. But it's a quiet sound. My suit and runabout are the only objects the raindrops ever land on. Uranus. Uranus is the planet that spins on its side. By the time I'm wrapped in its windiness, I can no longer tell what sideways is anymore. I dial in directions for the equator because I've read that the winds are retrograde at the equator, blowing in the reverse of the planet's rotation. Everything is a beautiful blue-green color from the methane gas in the atmosphere. It's kind of like being inside of an aquamarine wind tunnel. While flying away, I get a good look at its 13 faint rings and 27 small moons. I counted. Other ships signal hello with their lights. Neptune. This is the windiest world. It's darker, denser, and colder than I expect it to be. I'm whipped around by supersonic winds as I go further down. I get a glimpse of the ocean underneath the clouds of frozen methane. The ocean below is too hot to swim in. I haven't seen any ships all day. After a while, the wind becomes indistinguishable from silence.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. We have been broadcasting Sound of the Sun Volume 1, a new compilation album from the Unit Pit Society. Those last two tracks you heard were formerly Absolute Value of Noise, Circuits That Wake Up the Sun, Circuits That Wake Up with the Sun, and Stefana Fratila, featuring narration by Tess Degenstein, I Want to Leave This Earth Behind.
Hey, it's Marisa again, one of the co-curators of Sound of the Sun with Kat de Montrey. Excuse me, Kat. I'm just going to talk a little bit about Peter, or Absolute Value of Noise, and his track Circuits That Wake Up with the Sun. Absolute Value of Noise, or otherwise known as Peter Courtemanche, is a sound artist from Vancouver, Canada. He creates radio installations, network projects, performances, and curatorial projects. He likes to work with gadgetry, bioelectric analog circuits, custom turntables, lamp filaments, wire coils, high voltage ionizers, magnetic transceivers, and little electronic brains that observe and respond to local phenomena. He often works outdoors making installation pieces that comment on biodiversity, extinction, and fragile ecosystems. His artworks often have a literary basis inspired by narrative texts in the history of specific installation sites. A little bit about the track. Circuits That Wake Up with the Sun is a new soundtrack produced outdoors by using solar-powered AM radio transmitters. The transmitters do unexpected things at sunrise, sunset, and when clouds appear and disappear. The sounds of bioelectric synthesizers circuits have been run through the AM transmitters at dawn and dusk, and on days where there is broken cloud cover, thereby collecting sounds when the transmission is most fragile. Playing with the recordings, the artist has created sounds unique to the times of day when the world transitions from dark to light and shadow to brightness. I just want to say you can check out his website. I'm pretty sure it's just www.absolutevalueofnoise.com. More tracks there.
And then Catherine here. Hi. The second track you heard there was Stefana Fratilla, featuring narration by Tess Degenstein. I Want to Leave This Earth Behind, short story. So Stefana Fratilla is a Romanian-born artist, composer, and sound designer based in Toronto, Canada. She's also a DJ and co-founder of Crip Rave, an event platform showcasing and prioritizing Crip, disabled, deaf, mad, and sick body minds within safer and more accessible rave spaces. She has exhibited, performed, and screened her work internationally, including at MoMA and eFlux, Ars Electronica in Linz, Austria, and the International Symposium on Electric Art in Paris. She has also completed residencies at the Banff Center for Arts and Creativity, Wave Farm, Transmission Arts, and the Mexican Center for Music and Sonic Arts. About the track, so between December 2018 and 2019, Stefana embarked on a series of research trips across North America, including to NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, meeting with astronomers and scientists in order to create 8 VSTs that emulate the planetary atmospheres of the solar system. During a residency at CMMAS, that's the Mexican Center for Music and Sonic Arts, in Morelia, Mexico, Fratilla began writing an ambient record on an octophonic sound system. This sound piece begins with a manipulated sample of the 1969 Apollo 11 launch and leads into a remixed version of Fratilla's recent album, underneath narration by actor Tess Degenstein reading a speculative fiction short story that Fratilla wrote.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for providing a little bit of background on both the artists and the tracks. And for those of you who are interested in reading those, you can find these at the UnitPit website. Just go to unitpitt.ca and click on the Sounds of the Sun album artwork. It's right there on the front, and that will take you to more information about the album and a streaming link as well. We're going to continue on with the last two tracks here. We'll start off with Manuel Muñoz, Distorties Like a Melody in My Head.
Thank you. Thank you.